Quincy Canada, Danny Johnson's, you're listening to Punky Radio.
That's the first time anyone's got it right.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
I'm mashed. It's been another big weekend. We're making this on a Sunday tea time. We're mucking about with you. We're messing with your minds at the moment, I realise. But we're making it Sunday tea time because you're going on holiday and I've got something to do.
Yeah.
So it's changed, hasn't it, on Monday. So you might still get this show at the same time, but we've made it. It doesn't matter. Oh, Christ, this is the Speed Kings. Speed Kings, Tony.
Yes.
Absolutely great band, kind of one of these sort of modern psychobilly bands. You know, they rock, but there's a lot of punk crossover going on there as well. That's from the album Speed Kings. And there's a song called Night of the Dead. What I want to know is, what is Speed Kings' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Speed Kings?
No, it's MySpace.com/ Speed Kings.
Oh.
Unlucky, man. The clue was in the name, but I know it's easy to get these things confused with the thes and the not thes, but there is no on Speed Kings. It's just Speed Kings. Right, rather like Stray Cats. There are a lot of people called the Stray Cats, but they are Stray Cats. Anyway, never mind about that. The important thing to remember here is Paulie being Internet 1, Tony Neil, and even more importantly than that, I accuse the Speed Kings of being sheep shaggers, what with them being from Derbyshire, but they are in fact all Nottingham Forest fans. Which means they're number one on the show this week. Well done, Speed Kings. Check out the album, it's really good, it rocks. There's no let up in it. You don't get a ballad on that fucking album, let me tell you. You're listening to the Dead 60s underneath us, thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
It's okay.
I will allow you to talk during the show, but I've just got quite a bit to say at the start, is that right?
It's fine, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We've got some comedy suburbs coming up right away. You know, you can tell by my demeanour that I am a little fragile, possibly need cheering up. Who better to cheer me up than Insane Star? Oh, Insane Star. What happened then? Did you drop your microphone?
I just flicked it. I had a spasm. And I hit my own mic.
Tony's minor spaz attack comes in early this week. Anyway, this from Insane Star. Oh, Insane Star. Now, Insane Star, I got her down as being from the northeast.
Okay.
But did she not? This is contradicted, as will become apparent in a later email. But this came through. I love Comedy Suburbs. If you've got a joke and you want me to read it out, email it to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. That's what Insane started with, the lovely "Heya Paul" at the start of it. One of my friends has been bombarding me with text jokes, so here's a couple of the better ones. A red-faced young man walks into the doctor's surgery and asks the receptionist, "Can I book an appointment? You see, I have a very large and constant erection, and it's getting embarrassing." The receptionist replies, "I'm afraid the doctor is too busy today, but I'm sure I can squeeze you in." Next up, a psychiatric nurse catches a patient on a mental health ward with his cock sunk deep into a bag of cashews. She asks him what he's doing. He laughs and says, "I'm fucking nuts." And finally, from Sky News, the dead MI6 agent found in a bag in his London flat has been named as Brian Shepherd. He is thought to have been stabbed and put into a hot bath first. Police are treating it as a boil-in-the-bag Shepherd spy. Very nice, Insane Star. Feel free to send me a used knickers. Right. If they come through the post, mate, I'll take a photo of them and put them on Facebook. Okay. If I'm not wearing them. Right, so anyway, next up, an email. This is rather convenient, this email. Titled "Pointless Email of the Week," says, "Ahoy! I know it's a tad overdue, but thanks for the Alien Sex Fiends on Beena CDs from the competition at however many weeks back it was. Mucho appreciated. Hadn't really picked up on Zombina much from the tracks played on Punky, but a couple of runs through Monsters on 45 and I'm converted." Damn right you are. It's absolutely brilliant album. "Alien Sex Fiend, on the other hand, not so much my thing, although BBFC more than makes up for it." It does. A classic track halfway through that album. On a related note, shame on you for discriminating against Yorkshire folk. Banning Insane Star from entering the competition is a travesty. For some reason, I presumed she was American, so it was all good. But no, as a fellow Yorkie, I must protest. Yours, outraged of Yorkshire, arsed us. P.S. Obviously not so outraged that I'd give up the CDs. Her loss, my gain, Celevi, etc., etc. Thanks again. Right, I have a couple of points here. First up, she wasn't banned from entering the competition because she was from Yorkshire. I don't think she is anyway. I think she's is Whitby Yorkshire? Oh, maybe it is. I think she's around Whitby, isn't she? Oh, I don't know. Yeah, she might be. But anyway, she was banned from entering because she was the most obvious person to win the CDs, or who would want the CDs. And I thought if she entered the competition, I'd find it very difficult not to find a way of fixing it so she won, because she would appreciate them the most, and because I want her used knickers. So what I thought I'd do instead is, in classic counterproductive Paulie B styling, is ban her entirely from the competition and to allow everyone else to do it, so I wouldn't be faced with either one of those problems. That is, me wanting her to win the competition or me collecting her underwear. So I think it's worked out quite well all round.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah. So. Okay. So, yeah, so fuck off, Arthur.
There you go.
Right. Now then, yeah, so but thank you very much for that. It's time for the next song, mate. Is that all right?
That's fine.
This is a band, a new... I'm telling you, the show is called Punky, but you know we're capable of playing all manner of music. This band is no exception, a band called Black Manalishi. I don't know how best to describe this. Heavy rock, maybe? It's certainly riff-heavy, and it's certainly got a lot of fret-wanking going on. What I want to know is... It's their latest single. What I want to know is... what is Black Manalishi's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Black Manalishi?
It is, and that's spelled BlackManalishi. Probably be the Internet one, Tony one. This has come through from Manila PR. Thank you very much, Manila PR, for this. Enjoy this. It's a little bit of heavy rock for you. Black Manalishi. Thank you. Koala Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. We are going to update these beds, and I've been threatening it for a while. It's just a case of getting around to it. And the thing about me and you, Tony, is we're really good at not getting around to stuff, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
For example, if I remember rightly, I've now been asking you for over a month to send me the email about them fucking flowers.
Yep. Yep.
Yep. Nowhere near.
Nowhere, nope.
We'll get there at some point. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed that little bit of heavy rock. You know, we don't play stuff like that very often, but anyway, what's coming next is going to blow you away. Anyway, I'm going to make you do something at the end of the section, Tony, that you may or may not be pleased with. Anyway, what I want to ask you is, have you got any Podcast Alley comments while I have a little nap?
Yes, I do. thank you for all your comments so far. We're now mid-month, so plenty of time to vote for us if you haven't already. And please do. Easy way to do that is to go to punkyradio.com at the top of the screen. It's important. Please vote for his link. Hit that. Enter your email address and the subjects in the comment. If you so wish. So read them out. Here's the top five for this week. 5 bloody years. Any chance of parole? And that's on FNUF. No.
Well, it's a fair point, isn't it? I have some interesting news there. FNUF is, of course, one of the fellas out of the Bleach Boys, John.
Oh, right.
And I have had an email message today from their latest lead singer, Matt, who has formed a new band and is going to be sending us a demo, haste post haste, of his new band. I think he's still in the Beach Boys, he's just as well as, should I say.
Okay.
So, yes, yes. Sorry, I did wake up a bit there.
Side project, eh?
Yeah, but not a side project.
Oh, okay. Oh, interesting.
Is there another band, don't they? You remember them?
Oh, right, yeah, yeah. Wow. From Langworth.
I am the memory like boy. I remember bands from Langworth.
Jeez.
Paul's little song for the week.
First to vote for once. Aha! I am only the first to vote because everyone else has forgotten. Now I can truly claim my crown as the Punky King. Now bow before me, fart knockers. That's some Paulie B. Thanks, Paulie B.
He's got away with words, that lad, hasn't he? Have you not read that, though? What did you just laugh at? Fart knockers?
Fart knockers, yeah. Yeah. I don't pre-read these. I like them to be fresh, you know.
I don't pre-read these. I don't know what's coming.
The best punky podcast. That's some Simon Houlihan. Enough.
Thank you very much, Simon Houlihan. I wasn't expecting that one. That came out of left field. He must be feeling guilty because me and him had a row the other night. It wasn't really a row, he was just being a bit of a dickhead.
Okay.
If you're listening, Simon, you are normally not a dickhead. He's actually a very lovely bloke, and I go on holiday with him. This isn't coming out well at all, is it?
No.
Send me a knickers. Send me a knickers, Insane Star. Make me a man again. I'll tell you what, I bet they're black.
Oh yeah, I'd imagine. I wouldn't imagine either way.
You've been imagining it as much as I have. Yeah. Oh, Insane Star. Sorry, hang on.
There are crevices, and then there are. That's my phone.
Is that your phone ringing?
Yeah, but I know exactly who it is. My mum. So I'm not going to answer it.
Oh, go on, answer
no,
it.
No.
Go on.
No.
All right.
Because my mum's, if I say I'm on the phone or I'm doing something, she'll go, oh, okay, and carry on talking to her. So it could be a 5-minute conversation.
Well, you could just leave her talking while you carry on with this. You could get her involved in Podcast Alley.
Steph!
This show's a fucking mess, isn't it?
I know.
Oh, sorry.
Nice. Right.
Should have got Steph to take over podcast only while you went and had a chat with your mum.
It would have been better. Right, where was I? Oh, yeah. There are crevices, and then there are. And then that's some frenzy of tongues. We got there in the end.
They seem to be surreal, aren't they, those
yeah.
boys?
Yeah.
They did, I did see them advertise a gig they're doing soon. They advertise it and saying, if you thought we were bad the other night, come to this one.
Nice.
They should be famous. They really should be famous.
And finally, one last one. Punky's great. Doing my duty and voting for Punky. Graham Holland. It's a Fox Life
Thank
Acoustic
you, Graham.
Podcast.
And as I say, you know, we try and mention him most weeks, don't we? But do check out It's a Frog's Life Sunday morning podcastery there, I reckon. Wake up late morning, get a bit of that on. Piss yourself off with acoustic music for the rest of the day. Now then, the next band, Tony, are Bootscraper.
Okay.
Played a track by Bootscraper before. Bootscraper, they're signed to TNS, or the album's come out on TNS Records. The album is called Country and Eastern. They're an interesting group of fellows, and they do specialise in sounding a bit like a cowboy band, right? So before I play this track, I want you to shout out, "Yeehaw!" in your best yeehaw, and you're going to keep doing it till you get it right.
Now?
Off you go.
Yeehaw!
Oh, that'll do. The Sundown Kid.
The Sundown Kid. Sundown Kid. Sundown Kid. Sundown Kid. Who's got a club? Who's got a plan? Yeah, the Sundown Kid. Those girls and them. The Sundown Kid. Sundown Kid. Sundown Kid.
I don't think I meant to give you all the information about Bootscraper then ahead of the track, but anyway, you know quite a bit of it now. Check them out. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/bootscraper.
No, MySpace.com/bootscraper music. Or they'd be in Internet 2, Tony 1. Great fun band. Really great fun. I would like to see them live. I just think they'd be really, really good live. I'm sure they are, in fact. I'm saying I'd imagine they would be. I'm sure they are. They've got an album out, and they're really good fun. You're listening to Midnight Configuration underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. I know that Insane Star is a bit of a fan of Midnight Configuration. Oh, Insane Star. Yes, you can send your knickers through to Funky Radio, P.O. Box 266, Hertfordshire, S for Sugar, G6, 9BR, and if you want to drop anything else in there with them, some explicit photographs, that'll be fine. Right, so, Tony, did you do anything last weekend?
No. We've booked a holiday, so we've been
right. Where are you going?
We're going to North Wales.
North Wales.
North Wales, yeah. So kind of south of Colwyn Bay near Conwy.
So
next to Snowdonia and that kind of area.
Yeah, that is a lovely spot.
Yeah, we've got like a self-catering cottage there, so we booked that yesterday finally, and then today we've been kind of shopping to take things up there. It's self-catering, just sorting right. And sorting bits and pieces out for that. We also booked a hotel in Chester for the end of the week, just to kind of see cool. That. So it's been
what,
preparing
has Steph
for
not
that.
Been
really. No, I'm not been to Chester really. My sister
Saturday
used to live
night.
Near there.
Saturday night in Chester, Tony. Uh-huh. I recommend Alexander's, which is a fabulous comedy night on a Saturday night. I've played there on several occasions. Really, really good. Nice food. Nice booze, good crowd, normally good comics on.
Right.
And it's the address, I know the address, it's One City Walls.
Okay.
It's the address. It's in Rufus Court, it's called Alexander's Jazz Cafe, it's really good. And say hello to Pauline from me. Yes, if you're looking for something to do on Saturday night in Chester, I recommend that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Right, well, what I did, Tony, I've just done my gigs in Hitchin Lechwood featuring Parrot and Dave Fulton. What a couple of gigs they were. The Hitchin show was absolutely packed, absolutely brilliant show, just great fun. And we went to Chic Bar afterwards. Roch was doing his Shake Your Hips night, and it was really, really good. Stayed there for about an hour and a half. And then went down to Bombora, which is where I used to take the crowd. And I just fancied going down there, and anyway, I got a bit pissed, of course. And I decided that I would go up to the boss and offer him a deal so that all of my lot came down there again, right? And I said to him, listen, they charged £2.50 to get in after 11 o'clock, it really pissed me off. Mm. Right? I said, listen, if you're interested, I will bring down as many of my audience as I can once a month again, like I used to. The deal is that you don't charge them £2.50 to get in. I'll try and get them in before 11 anyway, but don't charge them £2.50 to get in, and obviously I want free drinks. I thought that was a great plan. He went, no way, buddy, and just walked off.
Alright.
So that was that. my amazing skills of sealing deals there, really quite monumentally terrible. And then last night, Saturday, the show in Lechwood. Now, Hitchin being that busy, I thought, Lechwood will probably be busy as well. It wasn't. We only got 45 people in. But it was because Bullstock had been going on, the music festival in Bulldock. We had very few young people at the gig. Most of them had gone to watch music, fair enough. Again, another great show, though. Really, really good fun. And thanks very much to Dave Fulton and Parrot for being brilliant. And then I went round to the Arena Tavern, and they shut at 12.
Okay.
So I got an extra hour, so I only got the two bottles of red wine, hence and then I came back here with a few randoms, and we drank some pasties. Thank you very much, Helen, for the pasty, and AD, of course, hello, and then I woke up at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Nice.
An excellent weekend. Song four. Shall we do song four?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we should. Tell you what, we haven't played anything by this band for a while. This is The Jewel from their album Childish Behaviour. We have played quite a bit off this album. You know, this is the one with the bonus CD with some acoustic tracks on and some madness. not the band Madness, but some weird stuff. You might remember, I think, did we play Ashes to Ashes? Did we play that one time? I think we did.
We? Yeah, I think we did actually, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, I haven't seen them in ages. Hi, Tara, if you're listening. I will try and catch up with you guys at some point. Yeah, well, all I know is, what is the Jewel's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheJewel.
It is, and that's D-U-E-L. It's Tony 2, probably the Internet 2. Honours even at the halfway stage. This is Gears of War. The Jewel, Tony. You know, they're a really good live outfit as well, the Jewel. Good band. I don't imagine over the last week or so you've managed to retain any information about our friends at GoDaddy, have you?
Absolutely none.
Of course not. He's such a busy man. So, to the tune of Revenge of the Psychotronic Man's Idiot, dub version by someone or other, let me explain. Our friends GoDaddy.com essentially are a web services provider, so when you go on there you will quickly and easily discover you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are
SSLs,
and increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcasting. So all you would be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY410, that's
PUNKY410
into the space provider, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there's now a PUNKY411 code, that's
PUNKY411,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 35, Nico. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because my clients are use them.
That's reason enough. Now the fun starts. PUNKY412, that's
PUNKY412,
gives you 30% off all .com domains. And just when it couldn't get any crazier, PUNKY20H1, that's
PUNKY20H1,
drops 20% off hosting plans. And PUNKY125, that's
PUNKY125,
gets you a brazen 25% off any order of £65 or more. And finally, Punky SSL, that's
Punky SSL,
which allows you to buy standard SSL certificates for $12.99. So go to GoDaddy for your internet and web hosting needs.
Okay.
Did you celebrate 9/11?
No.
Dave Fulton was funny. He's on the States and he walked in. He's doing his act. He goes, "Oh, by the way, happy 9/11.
Nice.
He said, "Will the time come?" Because I suppose you think about it. I mean, well, you celebrate Jesus' birthday at Christmas, but you also celebrate
Easter.
Jesus being killed.
Mm.
So you celebrate that. So is it beyond the realms of possibility that one day, and we celebrate Bonfire Night in this country when somebody tried to blow up Parliament. So why not? Is it beyond the realms of possibility that one day people will celebrate 9/11? I don't know. That's an idea. I imagine one or two people do in the Islamic world.
Exactly, some countries already probably do.
I think some people are already making rather a big deal of it, actually.
Yeah.
About it. Maybe it just won't become a Christian festival. Maybe it was more like Ramadan.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm going to hell. Right, so anyway, that was just a thought, really. Next song. This is a band that... There was a reason why I was going to play this song, and the reason is that the band in question are doing some charity thing, but I've forgotten to open the email to find out what it was. But anyway, the Concrete Gods, you're very, very good. Thank you very much. This is from the album Welcome to the Empire Club, and this is Boring British Town. Of course, meant to say boring British town there.
Okay.
Rather than towns. Anyway, yeah, great band. Got a real sort of feel of the sort of the Jam, that sort of late 70s, early 80s mod revival going on with that band. I like them. Yeah, what's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Concrete Gods.
It is. It's Tony 3, probably the internet too. an interesting turn of events. Tony takes the lead. You're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Have you got a gig guide?
Haven't. No.
Does that mean we won't be doing Tony's international gig guide?
Oh, no.
Well, in that case, then, let me tell you about a couple of things I'm doing this week. Now, this show might already be up when you hear this, and I might already be at the gig.
Okay.
But let me explain. I am going to Music Club in London tomorrow night. Do you remember me saying that I went to see them do their Edinburgh show, the hour-long Edinburgh show? Well, this is the standard gig when they have stand-up comics on and various people talking about music. It's all doing music, stand-up comedy and music. And I'm going with John Codger.
Oh.
Oh, he's dreamy. Because he's now running a screen printing... Well, he and his girlfriend Helen have set up a screen printing place in Camden. So it's brilliant. So I'm going to go down to their screen printing place, check that out, and then me and him are going to go have a few drinks and then go to the music club. That's Monday. And then, how exciting, on Friday and Saturday of the weekend coming, I'll be in Newcastle at the Hyena Comedy Club. I'm quite excited about that. And do you know who's not a million miles away from there? Insane Star. So if you like Insane Star, if you want to save on postage, why not come up to the Hyena Comedy Club, Leeds Lane, Newcastle, in the shadow of St James's Park, and you can hand me your knickers over yourself.
Well, that's quite the offer, isn't it?
It could be one of those great photographs, like when I gave Amberance a box of flakes.
Oh, yeah.
Right, we could have one of those photos. We could maybe get a photo of her handing me her knickers. A man can dream.
True.
So anyway, I'm doing that this weekend. I don't know who I'm on with, but it's always a good night up there. Try and get my crazy mate Graham down for it as well, and one or two other randoms, hopefully. So that's my plan this week. I still don't have my car back, by the way. You remember, I got phoned up by the garage. Well, I picked the car up, and within 15 minutes I'd have to take it back again. I've left it with them in the hope that at some point they're just going to phone me up and say, we sorted your car out. I can't bring myself to ring them because I think they're going to try and get more money out of me, and there's just no more money to give. It's like the cupboard is bare. So I will keep you updated on this, but I've spent over $2,000 on this fucking thing now, and it's like, just doing my nothing.
So it's not moved on at all since last week?
No.
Oh, right.
It's just at the garage, and I'm just hoping something magical will happen and I'll get my car back. I'm being a bit of a coward about it, really. I thought, if I just don't get in touch with them at some point, and then I thought, hang about, they've got my money and my car, why would they phone me?
Yeah, exactly.
I am going to have to do something about this. So I imagine I'll have a couple of frustrating days this week and something bad will happen, but I'll get the car back at some point, I suppose. I'm going to get the train up to Newcastle. Fancy doing it, yeah. Which reminds me, I have to book my train ticket. That'd be another £95. Right, so next song, Tony. There's a certain amount of things falling into place, falling into alignment, things happening just because they can, just because they do at the right time. Urban Junior being the case in point. That I had the Urban Junior CD out the other day, and I sort of had it in my hand and the CD, and I looked at it, I thought, do you know what, I haven't played a lot of this, let's give it another listen, I'll get another track. And then when I turned on my computer, there was a MySpace comment from Urban Junior saying about the tour, they're about to embark on a European tour. So do check out our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio. Leave a comment while you're there, and then go via us too. I mean, all the bands this week are in our top friends. But do check out Urban Genius page and check out the dates. If you are in Mittel Europa, the tour seems to be Germany, Holland, Denmark, etc., you know, Switzerland, Austria, that sort of thing. Should be good. Out on Voodoo Rhythm Records. The album's called Two-Headed Demon, as is the song. Tony, what is Urban Junior's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/UrbanJunior.
It is. It's Tony 4, Paulie B in the Internet 2. And this is the title track from said album, Two-Headed Demon. We'll be right back. Right then, Toby. Did I say you were listening to the Planet Smashers in that last bit?
I can't remember. I don't think so.
I can't remember either. In the last section, the band underneath of the Planet Smashers, thanks for doing such a great job in bed this week, you are continuing to do so with the Chop Tops, which is what we're listening to now. You're about to hear an interview I did quite a while back now with Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons, formerly the Johnsons, who are a terrific band that I saw in Notting Hill Gate, and I interviewed them before they went on in what was really quite a rushed interview, standing outside by the road, so the sound quality isn't great. I apologise for that, but I did promise them that I would introduce the singer when I spoke to Pussy the other day. She's been ill, she's feeling better now, and I spoke to her the other day, and I promised her that I would introduce the song by saying, this is the brilliant forthcoming single from the best band to ever come out of Amazing Stoke. However, because I'm playing the interview and it runs straight into the song, I'm going to have to do this in advance. So, after you've heard this interview, you will then hear the brilliant forthcoming single from the best band to ever come out of Amazing Stoke, Trouble with the Devil. Hit play.
It's Paulie B from Punky Radio, standing in an area of Notting Hill Gate I didn't know existed. Just been downstairs in a bar that doesn't belong in Notting Gate, belongs in Camden. Now joined by, let me get this right, Puss and Jake and...
Ants.
All from the band...
All for the Dirty Johnsons.
Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons. Now, we played you on the show a couple of times as the Johnsons.
Yeah.
Did you find out there's a band in Canada called the Johnsons? Is that why you changed?
There's loads of bands called the Johnsons, to be honest.
Right, so when did you become Pussycat and the Johnsons?
Oh, about 4 or 5 months ago.
Yeah, we had the suggestion that it would do a bit more for us to change our name a bit, because a few people have said they thought the Johnsons could be, if they had seen us, they might be like a bluegrass band or something.
Hillbilly
like,
band.
There's no real doubt about Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons, is there? I mean, we played on the show, we often play on Bina and the Skeletons and Bridget Hanley and the Dark Shadows, and there's something about, if there's a girl up front, it's almost like it makes sense to have the girl and the band to go with them. Does that make you feel like the band is slightly in the background more, or do you not mind about that?
No.
Right, well, thanks for that. Let's go back. So now, I understand that you are recording an album at the moment. Is that right?
Yeah, we are, yeah.
I'd like to hear from Puss.
Yeah, for me, about the album?
Yes.
What would you like to know?
Well, when is it being recorded?
We'd already done one session. We did 17 songs in a couple of days, but not all of them are going to go on the album, obviously. I hope it's going to be released in August, you know.
Right, so is that on a label?
If anyone's interested.
Right, so, now you're down here this evening. Do you play in London a lot, Jake?
Yeah, most weeks.
Most weeks?
Yeah, we do, I don't know, anything else, 3 or 4 shows a month in London. It can vary, but we probably do 3 or 4 shows a month on average anyway, and most of those happen to be in London, so, you know, we're based in Stoke and London-based. Travel.
And is there a favourite place that you like to play?
There's quite a few favourites actually, but this one is one of our favourite haunts to the moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sort of one that we've had 3 good nights here so far, so well, 2 good nights, and this is the 3rd, so it's been a good night.
Oh, cool. So does everybody hail from Basingstoke, or are you right? So,
no, our bass player doesn't, but he's disappeared. So
the new bass man is AWOL at the moment.
Yeah.
And how new is the new bass man?
Oh, 4 months? 5 months? 4 months.
Less than 2.5 months, actually.
Yeah,
it just feels longer.
Yeah, it just feels
like he's been part of the family for a long time.
Yes.
Fit in.
We've
right, so how long did it take him to get up with the very difficult songs you play?
About 2 weeks.
He hasn't been playing bass long, has he, Alan?
He's only been playing bass for about 5 years. Yeah, he learned 17 songs in 2 weeks. I think that's quite a good game, really.
That is very, very good going indeed. Now I know that you're about to go on stage. I can't keep you very long. We played most of the stuff off the EP that we've had off you. We're going to get another song off you at some point, aren't we?
Yeah. Oh, indeed, yeah.
Yes. Probably for when this interview goes out. If you've any idea what it is, why don't you introduce it together and then we'll play it?
Well, I don't know what it is. What is it?
Well, what are we going to do then?
Well, for the show? Well, for the EP? I don't know.
No, but there's a song that we're going to play on our show.
Yeah.
It's going to be by you.
Yeah.
It's going to be one we haven't played before. So it'll be new. What might it be?
That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I'm bored.
I'm bored.
No, we can't play that. It's a cover.
Yeah, so.
We can't play it. Although you do a fabulous version of it. I watched it online. But there'll have to be an original number. That is newish, that you might have recorded or have ready to play in a couple of weeks' time.
How about we have a think about it and then give you the best one that we...
Yeah, we want to give you the best. So the best we won't know is last this weekend, so...
Okay, I'll introduce it myself after that, probably then.
Sorry about that.
Thank you very much. Best of luck. Hope the gig goes well. I'm sorry it's been a bit rushed, but excellent. Thanks very much.
Pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons, Tony, do catch them whenever you can. They're terrific live, really, really good. And she makes, there's one noise she makes on stage which is just brilliant, but I can't begin to do it. Just have to take my word for it. What I don't know is, what's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Pussycat and the Johnsons?
No, myspace.com/thejohnsons1.
Oh,
you've
not changed it.
J-O-H-N-S-O-N-S, and then it's N-O, and then the number one. myspace.com/thejohnsons1. You're listening to the Rich Morton Sound on Leafers right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. I am going to try and catch up with Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons when they've got the new album out. It comes out in October, because I imagine that they'll gig with the new album, and I'd like to hear it, if you know what I mean.
Anyway,
the question I have for you, it's gone quickly this week, hasn't it? Do you think the show's gone quickly this week?
Yeah, a little bit.
That must mean it's been good. Have you got a twat?
I do.
Yes.
Thank you for all your nominations. I still need more, as always the case. So hopefully when I'm back from Wales, I'll have my inbox filled with twat. Well, to do that, you need to email me. So do email me, tony@punkyradio.com, what the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. And as always happens, seems to happen these days, this week it's from Insane Star.
Oh, is it really? Well, that's great. She can give you the twat and give me the smell of it in knicker form. Oh. I'm going to hell.
She says, "Hi, Tony. You and Steph did a great job with the show without Paul. Well done. Thank you very much. I'm often surrounded by twat, so I thought I'd take a moment out of my busy day to tell you all about one particular twat. Last week, I accepted a lift to the pub from Claire, my work supervisor, and immediately regretted it. She spent half an hour faffing around, doing her hair and makeup in the car before we actually went anywhere, choking me with her chabby perfume and hairspray.
Oh, for God's sake.
When we finally set off, she asked me to choose a CD to put on. The only decent album she had was Kings of Leon. She stuck that in the CD player, but after listening to Sex on Fire, she immediately changed the music to some poxy dance music radio station. And proceeded to sing along at the top of her voice. By the time we got to the pub, I had to rush to the bar and have a shot of vodka immediately, otherwise I might not have survived the night. So for driving me out of my mind whilst driving me to the pub, I'd like to nominate Claire from North Yorkshire as the chaviest twaticus. Ta, Insane Star."
Well, fair enough. She said North Yorkshire. I think we can establish that this is a Yorkshire situation going on now.
True, true.
So just send us to Knickers. Well, absolutely just what anybody who plays dance music in any circumstances, as far as I'm concerned, fuck off.
Even though she was driving her to the pub. But, okay.
Yeah. But she was driving her to distraction while doing that.
That's true.
I don't want to get to a pub angry.
Right.
I want to get to a pub relaxed and happy, having enjoyed music on the way there. This woman, regardless of whether she drove Insane Star to the pub or not, is a terrible horror for not only having that fucking Kings of Leon album, that fucking song Sex on Fire. I don't even like that album, don't like that song. They're dead to me, Kings of Leon. Mm. I like the first two albums, and then I just thought they lost it a bit. But not only did she only have one their latest album, whatever it is, that album that I don't like very much, and that was the best thing she got. But after hearing the one song that she'd hear on the radio all the time on said album, she flicked over to some fucking Disco Biscuits.
Yeah.
The vacuous twat. I'm furious.
That's fair enough, then, isn't it?
This is worse than when we did George Bush.
Oh, dear.
I hate this woman. She's upset my Insane Star. Can't be having that.
No. You ready, then? I think you are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, okay, so Claire from North Yorkshire
is a twat.
Cheers, Insane Star.
Thank you very much. And keeping up this northeastern theme, Tony.
Okay.
As if by magic, we've got one from the vaults this week, my friend.
All right.
Although, no, we haven't. Because I've just realised we haven't played this song before. I did have this, like, this is from a mini album, a sort of glorified EP, six tracker. From a band from the northeast called Holy Racket, and I was going to play North Rebel Radio. North Rebel Radio, great song, which has got the line on it: "We're coming at you on a comet full of northern vomit or something." But anyway, I changed my mind when I realised there was a track of it we hadn't played before. So I lied. This is not from the vaults, but it is from Holy Racket's North Level Radio EP. Now, I'm not even sure if they're still going. This came out in 2004. I haven't done my research. I've let myself down. But what I want to know is, what is Holy Racket's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/HolyRacket.
It is. It's Tony 5, Paulie being Internet 3. It's a win for you. And this is... Oh, I've changed it again. So, and this is Barrel Smoke Joe. Holy Racket, Barrel Smoke Joe, brilliant, nice man George, news agent on the corner, naughty old George, yes the climb's getting warmer, healthy old George, a naughty 63, I could better shoot a hit, but in the middle of the night, when you're tucked up in bed, it's something about, it's a madness song, isn't it, about a bloke who steals knickers, anyway, don't worry,
oh, right, okay.
That was like me, you know. Thanks for listening this week. Please do vote for us at Podcast Alley. Please do leave us iTunes reviews. How do they do that, Tony?
Easiest way to do it, go on to punkyrage.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that, it'll open up our music store page on iTunes where you can log in and review us. 5 stars only, obviously, and read them out. Thank you very much.
I should be checking UK iTunes this week. Tony, will you check the US ones? And if we've got any new ones, we'll do them next week.
Yeah, when I do want to get back.
Yeah, cool. Oh, yeah, of course. Have a fantastic holiday.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all very much for listening to us on the other ways you can listen to us. We don't think we're on Wicked Radio anymore, do we?
Don't think so. No.
But we are still on Hussy Skunk, and we are still on Roach Radio, The Cockroach, so make sure that you check those out as well. And thanks, everyone, for making this show work. And say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Up who?